Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
My dad was a hoarder, which is one of the most beautiful things you can be. If you guys get the chance to hoard, run, don't walk. And I know what you're thinking, Caleb, where do I start? Honey, take stuff home and leave it there. And then I know your brain goes, does it have to be nice stuff? No! No, it's almost better if it's garbage.
September 23rd, 2025. It's the wake up call.
I love that guy. Caleb something.
Who, let's see here.
Caleb.
Hold on. Everybody just calm down. Just calm down. Let's see. Man. Why is this being so dumb? Well, all right. Well, it's not letting me figure it out.
It's Caleb something.
Yeah.
Huh?
Who?
Caleb Huron?
Here, yeah, I thought it was Horton, but I think it's, yeah.
Super, super funny. You know what's funny about that is, literally had a phone call with my dad this morning, who is also a hoarder.
He's not like a dirty hoarder though, right?
He just keeps things. Pack rat. Yeah. Now my best friend, and I think he learned it from my best friend's mom.
Because they were best friends.
Yeah, because they were best friends. And my best friend's mom was a hoarder.
Yeah.
Hoarder. Like what's on the show. Yeah.
That comedian is, I get so excited when I see him because that's from his HBO special.
Okay.
I've been following him on TikTok for years.
Okay.
When he was just like literally nobody, occasionally doing clubs, but like mostly just like doing really funny bits on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then I think he started a podcast, which is also very funny. And then he got his own HBO show.
Yeah, Caleb Huron.
Yeah.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yes, we want to know, what is the most expensive thing you or someone you know purchased and never or rarely used? 916-909-1065. We found this list on BuzzFeed and it's hysterical. Some of the things on here, one of them, an RV.
Yeah.
Or a camper.
See, I've used the hell out of that.
People said a commercial grade deli slicer. Some people.
I would love to be there for the. Do you know what I need? You know what I really need? I just can't slice my meat thin enough.
One person said that if you make me talk about my wife's craft room, I'm going to cry. So many things, sewing machines, that she just bought and never used, just put it in there. This one, we actually had somebody call and say this, and then we hung up, we lost the call, but Peloton.
Yeah. You know what? I'm very grateful for my boyfriend because I rode the Peloton maybe 4 times. And then when we moved in together, he uses it every day.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. So,
James, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So what is something that's expensive that you or somebody you know purchased and never used?
My wife bought a group. That was the newest one, and she never used it. We just used our vacuum.
It sounded like you said a phone connection.
Wait, what did she use?
We use our regular vacuum instead of a Roomba.
And she bought a Roomba.
So funny. Wow.
Okay, so use the Roomba.
She just sits around collecting dust.
I know, but it doesn't have to. Like, you literally could, like, turn it on from work with the app.
She's too lazy.
Is it the Roomba or the wife?
Both.
Both.
You know it's harder to use the vacuum than the Roomba, right? It seems like the opposite of lazy.
Thank you so much for your call, James. I love that they gave a gender to the Roomba. Ours is a boy.
Oh, good. Ours, you know what? I love that.
916-909-1065. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
All right, so we're talking about the most expensive things that you or somebody you know bought and never used or hardly used. And what do you want to add to this?
It's a $15,000 red light therapy bed.
$15,000.
Who bought this?
Well, it was a combination of me and my ex.
And, is this why it's your ex?
pretty much.
There's no way this was your idea.
Kind of. Well, it was both.
You wanted this. Part of
and
you wanted
this. And
this
is because you own some sort of spa, right?
No. It's all about, like, methylation and...
And why didn't you use it?
Well... Because we broke up.
Oh, because you got divorced.
Oh, and she got it?
She got custody of the red light table?
Yep.
Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the most expensive thing that you or somebody that you know bought and never used?
My mom and her husband bought a timeshare in Mexico for $50,000. And when they went to use it, they couldn't book through them. They said, we're all booked up. So they went to look it up on another website. And it was readily available. And they just said, F you guys, and ate the money.
They ate $50,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy town.
Oh, no me gusta. Thank you so much for calling.
Of course. Thank you guys every day. Awesome.
Oh, thank you.
The text messages, this one's a great one. An acoustic guitar. I can't tell you how many instruments have passed through my house that my kids are like, yeah, I want to learn how to play the ukulele.
I mean, think about how many households have a piano.
Oh, totally.
That hasn't been touched since Tristan stopped taking lessons.
I know your house has one of these. I don't know what the situation is at your house, but I've known people.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
That have a pool table in their home.
Yeah, we almost have. When people come over, like we have parties and stuff.
Yeah.
People play pool. Other than that, it's just a decoration.
And it's so big.
Yeah, but I mean, I will say in our house, what else were we going to do with that space?
I don't know. 916-909-1065. Let's talk to Shannon for a second. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What'd you buy?
I bought my boyfriend a Nintendo Oculus when they first came out, and I think we've used it about 2 times.
An Oculus is
my God.
Virtual reality.
This, I think this is the case for every person that's ever gotten an Oculus. You use it at the beginning, you think it's so cool, and then
uses them.
Thank you so much. We can end on this one too. Somebody just texted in. I bought my son a $500 baseball bat. He now leads the team in strikeouts.
Oh.
First date was great. Then radio silence.
What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And this morning we are talking to Corey. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
So you went on a date with a guy named Brett, and you thought this date went great. Do I have that correctly?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so let's talk about what you did on the date.
His team was playing, and so we decided to go to a sports bar, which, you know, I was really happy that that's what he suggested to do, because it's just something that we both bond over. We love football.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Cute.
How'd you guys meet?
Oh, so we met out actually at a bar, and we just started talking about the upcoming football season and then kind of hit it off from there.
So okay. For all you kids out there, that's how we used to meet. Serendipitously, and then we had to talk to people at first. Yeah. And there was no indicator, nothing like happened. You guys didn't have a fight or anything like that would make you think this is why?
Yeah, it was like, you know, such a great date, and I thought I had a great time overall, so I'm not sure why he's not calling back.
Okay, well, we have Brett on hold, and we're going to tell him why he's on hold, and you'll be able to hear everything we talk about, and we'll conference you guys together and see if we can sort this all out, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right. Corey's now on hold. Let's talk to Brett. Good morning, Brett.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, it's Gavin and Katie. We're the Wake Up Call, and you're on something called the Second Date Update. And we just got done talking to Corey about your first date. And do you think that the first date went okay? Because she would love to go on a second date and doesn't think that you want to at all.
She would like to go on a second date? No, the date did not go
well. The date did not go well. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about this. Why didn't the date go well?
We went to go catch the Broncos game, and I don't know. I think she has like a mental issue or something like that. She kind of lost it. She was talking smack, yelling at me, screaming at wait staff. It was weird. It got really aggressive. But yeah,
wait, yelling at you about what?
Basically, I don't know if you guys caught the game, but it was a close game. I was hoping my boy Bo would pull it out, but. The whole time she was talking trash about the Broncos nonstop, just telling me how the coaching staff is terrible. We made terrible trades, terrible draft picks, we're worthless, and we haven't done anything good since Peyton Manning. I'm like, yo, lady, you need to calm down right now, okay? I'm into this team because of my dad, all right? Why don't you take it easy? And
wow.
She's screaming stats in my face. I'm like, I don't know. Are you looking this up on your phone right now? Like, is there something wrong with you?
Did you say to her at any point, like, okay, let's calm down?
A couple times, and I said it in a nice, joking way because she was ribbing me, so I wasn't throwing jabs back. I was just kind of receiving the whole thing. She's like, you guys got Tim Tebow. Remember Tim Tebow? He's garbage.
Yeah,
garbage.
I mean, he is garbage.
Dude, this is insane.
Okay, all right, hold on a second. Let's talk to Corey.
She really is a football fan.
Corey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is this all accurate?
Yeah, and it's hilarious to me. Like, I mean, what kind of fan can't take the heat for when their team sucks?
Now, hold on a second, though. There is a fine line. There's not even a fine line. Sometimes it's a big, bold line between ribbing to be playful and, like, busting somebody's balls so relentlessly that it's annoying and a turnoff. You don't think you went over that line?
No. It was all just in good fun spirits. I mean, I wasn't crossing a line.
Could you tell that he was getting irritated or no?
I could say a little bit, but it was like we were both still laughing about it, though. I didn't think you were as fragile as your offensive line. You're such a weak little man.
You see what I'm saying?
Hold on. I think it's very obvious Brett is not interested in a second date.
Although I will say, I do think Brett might be sort of guilty of the same crime in that, like, both are taking the whole situation of just these football games or this particular game that they watched really seriously. Right?
It was an emasculating experience, okay?
That's what I think. Listen, I'm an Eagles fan. For anybody who's new, The Eagles only got good in like the last 5 years, really. Most of my life, the Eagles have been trash. And I know what it feels like to sit in a room where your team is losing and have people just barrage you with ball busting. It sucks. And is Brett taking this a little inexplicably too hard? Maybe. Maybe, Brett.
Yeah,
I said maybe.
Absolutely.
But Corey, this is not a second. This is not a good match.
No.
I mean, I just think the man can take the heat. And hey, I mean, good luck to you and your Eagles fans. I mean, they definitely have something going for them now that the Eagles finally can make a decent turnover. But
yeah,
I mean,
well,
they've sucked in the past.
I'm not worried about the Eagles, and you and I are not on a date, so you don't get to bust my balls. All right. Have a great day, okay. Both of you. And there is definitely not a second date on the second date update.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
So we need to talk about Jimmy Kimmel and Disney. And the big news is that Jimmy Kimmel's show, after a brief suspension, is returning to the air tonight. I know there's a lot of people online that were either screaming or celebrating, Jimmy Kimmel's fired. He was never fired.
No, they never said he was fired.
Right.
He was indefinitely
suspended.
They preempted.
Yes.
They preempted his show indefinitely.
Here we are. Now, before we get into the show tonight, what led us to this event? Okay, well, he was talking about the murder of Charlie Kirk on one night, and he made a comment, not about Charlie Kirk, but he made a comment about the Trump administration's response to Charlie Kirk's death. And because of that, there was political pressure put on ABC/Disney to remove Jimmy Kimmel for what he said. If that sounds like an infringement on free speech, you're right. And it's because the political pressure came from the head of the FCC, this guy named Brendan Carr, who was doing an interview on, I guess, a podcast at some point.
He was on a podcast, yeah.
And came across like a mob boss, basically saying that you shouldn't be allowed to criticize, you know, the administration, and we can do this the easy way or the hard way. That's a direct quote, which is something that a mob boss says. Because of that, right after that, and during that interview, he gave the idea, or maybe the idea was already out there, that the real pressure should come from what are called ABC affiliates. And there's two major ones. There's one group called Sinclair, and then there's another one called Nexstar. And they should put political pressure on ABC to cancel Jimmy Kimmel's show as companies that distribute ABC to most markets in America. Well, the reason why Nexstar went along with this is because Nexstar needs a business merger to go through, which needs FCC approval. Sinclair went along with this because Sinclair is a very politically conservative corporation. Now, because of all that, Jimmy Kimmel was suspended. Disney put out a statement that says, last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production of the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation and an emotional moment in our country. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy. And after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday night. That is tonight. His special guest is Governor Gavin Newsom. And I think that is very telling as to, did they put some sort of guardrails on Jimmy Kimmel? Seems like they didn't.
Probably not.
And they did confirm he will address all of this on his show.
Yeah.
I am definitely going to watch this, or at very least record it, because it's on a little bit too late for us to watch
sure.
it. Because I'm just curious as to how this is going to shake out. As a member of the media, I've been following this pretty closely and have been fascinated by it. Now, again, that group Sinclair is still not going to air Jimmy Kimmel's show in the markets that they distribute ABC, which is wild. They're the group that said that Jimmy Kimmel shouldn't be restored to on air until he, quote, issues a direct apology to Charlie Kirk's family and makes a, quote, meaningful personal donation to the Kirk family and Kirk's organization, Turning Point USA. That's insane.
Well, it's kind of... extortion-y, yes, isn't it?
That very much so.
Well, and I think it's also important to mention that these affiliates of ABC, I can't tell if it's Nextstar or the reason that it's so important that the head of the FCC be on their team, mm-hmm, is because they are trying to absorb another company.
I said that.
Oh, but did you say how it would make them a monopoly?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. I didn't say the monopoly part, but
that's a big part of it.
We're consolidating more and more media.
So it is making this one company kind of a monopoly. Yes. And in order for that to be okay, the FCC has to say, yes, you are allowed to have this many,
yep,
TV stations. So that's what's making it kind of like an epic thing, and why they really need the FCC and the government to kind of like check a box for them.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that if they're saying like, you're on our naughty list, it might mean that the government says, sorry, you can't make this merger happen. It's right. Not allowed.
And if you're wondering how's this going to shake out here in Sacramento, neither Nextstar or Sinclair own ABC 10. So that's the good news. Even though I can't believe this happened here, but somebody did shoot up ABC 10.
Right. Ours? After.
Yeah. You missed the story. Yeah. It was bad.
No, what?
Nobody was injured, thank God. But a crazy person shot up ABC 10 after the Jimmy Kimmel thing. Now, that guy had his trial last night, his first trial, and we're diving into his motive. And, I won't get into it too much, but he did talk about, you know, how he doesn't trust the Justice Department, and he had a whole bunch of stuff that he wrote about, but it's hard to gauge what side he's on, because it almost sometimes seems like he's on the left, and then sometimes it seems like...
How about we don't say that he's on any side? How about we just say that he's a crazy person?
Well, some people like, want to find a motive I know, but the
motive is you're a lunatic, crazy person. One thing that, like, nobody seems to be talking about, and I've been desperately trying to find it, and I had it earlier, and now I can't find it. The night before, or maybe it was prior to the episode that got Kimmel suspended.
Yeah.
He had put out a statement, a really meaningful and sweet statement, saying like, can we all just say that this is horrific?
Yeah.
This is a horrible situation. My family is thinking of the Kirk family. And like, it was very personal.
Right. That was forgotten about.
Right.
In all of this. Yeah. So anyway, somebody texted into 909-1065. Where can we watch Jimmy Kimmel show tonight? On ABC 10. You can watch it on ABC 10. I believe his show is on either at 11 or 11:30. I will be watching it, not tonight because it's on too late, but I will be watching it tomorrow morning for sure. Just out of the curiosity of all of this. And listen, we support free.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speech.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So Katie is scared of deep water. However, what just happened at Lake Michigan is the stuff of her dreams. Listen to this story. The Wisconsin Historical Society and the Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology Association. Ooh. Wow, that is specific. Announced that researcher Brandon Balode found the wreck of the F.J. King.
And this is in Lake Michigan?
Yes.
Okay.
It is a 144-foot, three-masted cargo schooner. So that's a big-ass boat. And it was built in 1867 in Toledo. And it sank in 1886 during a storm carrying iron ore from Michigan to Chicago. 8 of the 10 waves ruptured the ship's seams, forcing Captain William Griffin and the crew into lifeboats at 2 a.m. on a stormy night as the vessel sank bow first. Researchers had hunted for the wreck since the 1970s, but conflicting location reports stymied efforts.
Stymied.
I love that word.
Yeah.
Now.
Real nautical.
They found a boat. Cool. That's cool. But you know what they found on the boat?
What?
They don't know yet. They haven't opened it, but it's airtight.
What?
And they think that they found chests.
Of treasure?
Something on this shipwreck.
What? Like chests that belong to the crew?
Yes. And some of it was cargo. And some of it is believed to be in bottles, like rum or other, maybe even champagne.
Okay, that doesn't interest me.
Oh, okay.
I want everything else. I want hands on those trunks.
They said the way that the ship sank and the pressure put on the cargo at the time has made what they believe these iron chests airtight, so everything inside, there's a good chance, is preserved.
Can I tell you what this is? Now, you said before this, I don't like deep water. That's not the case. I don't like murky water.
I could have sworn it was deep.
Well, I don't like deep either, but who likes deep water?
Lots of people.
I like deep water.
No, you don't.
Some people are fascinated by it.
Yeah, it's an adventure.
Okay, but it's not just deep water. Just murky water at all, very problematic for
me. Right. Okay,
and I just Googled this. I had to close it because the pictures were too scary.
Okay.
That being said, this is like the best estate sale you could ever go to.
What a way to... Do you know what an estate sale is, Kevin?
Yeah, it's when someone dies and you sell their stuff.
That's right. That's right. And you get to comb through their belongings. And I like to say, you like to say like, oh, you're wearing the sweatshirt of a dead man. I don't like to think of it that way. Okay. Or, I mean, sometimes they sell their mattresses. It's like, you're going to sleep in a dead man's bed. Doesn't matter. But I like to say, I'm not wearing the sweatshirt of a dead man. I'm continuing to give it life. It was something that he wanted, or she wanted at some point, and now I can want it too.
Right, right.
This is that on heroin.
Yeah, it is. Because now it's something from, what would that be, 140 years ago.
Wow.
What if some of it fit me?
Would you wear it?
Maybe at home. Oh, or maybe you mix and match.
You have never sounded like a serial killer more. Just parading around like one of the ghouls from The Conjuring.
No.
140-year-old nightgown.
Can you imagine my boyfriend coming home and I'm just standing at the top of the stairs?
Yeah.
Just with my hand on the rail. Good evening, dear.
And he knows something's up the second he walks in because he can smell Lake Michigan coming through your clothes.
He'd be like, did you open the chests again? I told you, if we're going to keep them, they They have to stay in the garage.
I told you, no more shipwreck clothes. I thought that was a theme. No, literal shipwreck clothes. Don't buy them or wear them. I'm tired of having this conversation.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Yeah, she's been putting in the work to try to get a bigger jackpot on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-da. And today we're going to Rancho Cordova, as Kevin calls it. And we are going to be talking to Jen. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Can we call you Jen?
Of course.
Great. Jennifer, I've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. The jackpot is $100. Katie has left the studio. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Question one. President Trump, along with RFK Jr., who's the head of HHS, held a press conference yesterday and said that they believe autism is caused by mothers taking Tylenol while pregnant. Medical experts were quick to say that none of this is supported by scientific research. True or false? Autism was discovered before Tylenol was invented.
True.
Question two, Ben Affleck is moving on to another romantic interest, and it's Ana de Armas, another ex-girlfriend of his. He's apparently been communicating with her quite a bit, and it's pissing off her very famous boyfriend. Who is that?
No clue.
All righty. Question three. Camila Cabello performed live at a random couple's wedding in Iowa as a favor to them. The couple met Camila at a bar when Camila was just trying to have a normal night, and the three of them hit it off and they kind of all remained friends. How crazy is that? That's like Kevin's dream come true. Become friends with a celebrity.
Yes.
What is the capital of Iowa?
Des Moines.
Question four, production of the new Spider-Man movie has been suspended, and not because of a creative reason, but because of an accident. Actor Tom Holland suffered a concussion while filming yesterday. Ugh. What is the name of Spider-Man's girlfriend played by real-life fiance Zendaya?
Oh, gosh, I'm going to get it wrong. Is it Mary Jane?
Question five, is that your guess? I don't know. Is that your guess? Is that your answer?
Yes, I know. Poses a question, but yes, an answer.
Question five, Harry Styles ran another marathon. This guy, this time it was in Berlin. He did it under a fake name, and his marathon time was right at 3 hours. That's like super impressive, by the way. If he ran 8-minute miles for 26 miles... is that faster or slower than 3 hours total?
You said an 8-minute mile in what?
If he ran 8-minute miles for 26 miles, is that faster or slower than 3 hours total?
That is slower.
All righty. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And Jen, what's going on this morning? What are we doing?
Oh, I am driving to work, and I work at Folsom Middle School.
You work at Folsom Middle School? That's fun.
Yes, sir.
I love that. What do you do there? Are you a teacher?
No, I work in the nurse's office.
You work in the nurse? There's still a nurse's office?
There's still a nurse's office.
I didn't think there were nurse's offices anywhere anymore. Wow, that's exciting.
Oh. Every school.
No. Not my kids' school. They don't have a nurse's office.
Well, okay, not my younger kids' school, or like that's a charter school. But every other school has a nurse's office. My kids.
I don't think my son's middle school has a nurse's office either. I might be wrong about that one, but I know that there's no nurse's office at my kids' elementary school. It's like the nurse was here today.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. A lot of things are sad. But okay. Well, Jen, I'm going to put you on hold. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Kitty, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. First question. President Trump, along with RFK Jr. yesterday, they held a press conference. I'm sure you watched it, where they said that they believe autism is caused by mothers taking Tylenol while pregnant. They're now advising that pregnant mothers don't take Tylenol. How about that?
Hear that, ladies?
Yeah.
It was all your fault.
That's right. medical experts were very quick to point out that none of that is supported by scientific research.
That's not a new thing either. Like, people have said this Tylenol thing before.
True or false? Autism was discovered before Tylenol was invented.
True.
Yeah.
By like 20 years.
Yeah. Kind of hard to square that circle.
But is that acetaminophen was invented or Tylenol?
I don't know. They kept saying Tylenol. So.
I know that, but...
Anyway, we're doing great. Question two. Ben Affleck is moving on to another romantic interest. This time it's another ex-girlfriend of his, Ana de Armas.
Okay.
The two of them apparently have been in heavy communication out of nowhere. And it's really pissing off her very famous boyfriend.
I bet it is.
Who is who?
Thomas Cruise.
Yes, Mr. Thomas Cruise. Man, when you say Thomas Cruise, it sounds like he was somebody who, like, navigated the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Thomas Cruise.
Yeah.
Ooh, man.
Instead, he's just on level 7.
Tommy C. Question 3. Camila Cabello performed at a random couple's wedding in Iowa. And the connection that she has to this couple was that this couple met Camila Cabello at a random bar one time when she was trying to have, like, just an anonymous, normal night.
Okay.
And they, like, hit it off and became friends.
Really?
Is that not awesome?
That's adorable.
What's the capital of Iowa?
Iowa, Des Moines.
Katie, by the way, she always has to say the state first.
First.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I learned it.
Question 4, the production of the new Superman movie has been suspended. I know you're upset about that.
I am.
It's because actor Tom Holland got a concussion while filming yesterday. Yeah. What is the name of Spider-Man's girlfriend played by his real-life fiance Zendaya?
Pepper Potts.
Oh,
what?
You got one of the significant others. That's Iron Man.
That's Iron. Okay. Yeah. Then I don't think I know.
MJ, Mary Jane.
Oh.
MJ.
Maybe I didn't know that.
Question 5. Harry Styles ran another marathon.
I am Harry Styles.
Well, you haven't done one in a while.
No, but training, I've gotten to 2 miles.
That's right. Well, that's pretty good.
Right. Only 24 to go.
He ran this marathon in Germany under a fake name. His marathon time was 3 hours. That is fast. That's really impressive. If he ran 8-minute miles for 26 miles, is that faster or slower than 3 hours total?
Okay, hold on. So is it faster or slower? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Slower.
It is slower. Yes.
Can I tell you guys something?
That means that Harry Styles was probably running like 7.5 minute miles for 26 miles. Like, could you even run 1 mile at 7 minutes?
No.
Right.
No. I ran 2 miles over the weekend, had to walk some, and also cried.
Oh my God.
It's not funny, Kevin.
It's not.
No,
how
it's
dare
not.
You laugh.
It's not funny.
Hey, Jen, are you there?
I'm here.
Final score. You both got 4. Oh. It's a tie! All right, Katie wins, though. We had $20 the jackpot tomorrow. Jen, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am just as smart as Katie.
Yeah.
That is
yes,
right.
You are. Yes, you are. Thank you for taking care of our kids.
I bet she's so sweet.
I'll bet she's great.
Kids. She's a sweetie.
Oh, we didn't ask her.
It was a Fighting Ferrets. Folsom Middle School Fighting Ferrets.
Fighting Ferrets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Jonas Brothers, yeah, they're coming to the Golden One Center on Friday, and we thought we were done giving away tickets. Turns out we found more. How about that? And we're going to give away a pair every single day at this time, and we're going to ride this pony until it can't ride no more. Yes or no for Joe Bro, and we're going to talk to Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Are you a big Jonas Brothers fan?
You know, I'm all right with them. It's really more my wife. My wife's a huge fan.
I get it.
Oh, so sweet.
Good for you for trying to win the tickets for her. And you know what? I'm the same way. I'm all right with it. It's almost impossible to dislike the Jonas Brothers. We got to meet them years ago.
Oh, lovely.
And they're like the sweetest guys in the world. So here's how we're going to play. I'm going to go over a sentence, a statement about the Jonas Brothers. And then you say yes or no. If it's true or false, okay? Yes or no for Joe Bro. You get it?
Got it.
All right. Katie and Kevin do not know the answers to these, so they can help you, for the most part, help you. All right, here we go. First one on here. They were homeschooled. Yes or no for Joe Bro. They were homeschooled.
I say yes.
Definitely yes. First of all, I don't know why they seem like a homeschool family, but then they hit fame so early they'd have to be. So I say yes.
Chris, what do you say? Yeah. You agree?
I agree. They're pretty tight.
Yeah.
Yep. That is correct. You're on the board. You got 1 point. You need five more to win. All right, here we go. Next one. Kevin is the outgoing one.
No, it's Joe.
I think yes, he is.
All right, so Katie and Kevin disagree. Do you think yes or no, Kevin is the outgoing one?
I think Kevin is the outgoing one.
Wow, right. Really?
Yeah, Joe's very reserved and Nick is very like,
Really?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Next one on here for playing yes or no for Joe Bro. The boys have a secret handshake.
Yes, they do.
I don't think so.
You don't think they have a secret handshake?
Nah.
Kevin, you do think they have a secret handshake? Chris,
so.
What do you think?
I'm going to go with Kevin. I agree.
He hasn't steered you wrong yet. Yes.
Yes.
The Joe Bros. The Joe Bros have a secret handshake. All right, here we go. Next one on here. Yes or no for Joe Bro. Kevin's the tallest.
I know Nick is the shortest.
Right.
Did you know that? Or you're just...
No, he seems like the shortest.
Is he? Or is Joe? I think
I
Joe's
feel like
taller.
Joe's taller.
I think Joe's taller. Are we talking about hair?
What?
The height of the hair?
We're talking about human height.
Okay, fine. I guess Joe.
I'm going to say it's Joe.
I'm going to say false then. No.
You're going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
I'll say no also.
Wow.
That was nerve-wracking. Chris, I feel like I'm doing all the work for you.
That is right. Actually,
you're
doing a great job. Kevin and Joe are the exact same height.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
They're the
that
exact tracks. Same height. All right, here we go. Next one on here. Nick can also play the accordion.
No. He probably can also play the piano or something. In fact, I'm almost certain he can't. Oh, but maybe that means you can play the accordion.
Accordion. That's the thing where you press together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
you know
he
what
knows.
I'm going to say
squeeze
yes
box.
Because for some reason that sounds quirky and he's kind of quirky.
Katie says yes, that Nick can play the accordion. Kevin says no. What do you say, Chris?
I think he can play the accordion, yes.
What? God.
He cannot play the accordion. No, he cannot. He can play the drums, though. All right, here we go. Next one on here. Don't worry about it. Shake it off. Frankie Jonas, who's the bonus Jonas. Frankie Jonas is not musical at all.
False.
Yeah, false.
He has music.
He has music out.
It's kind of interesting.
It's not good.
It's what? Good. Don't. It's unique.
Chris, what do you say?
I agree with him. I agree with Kevin.
That is correct. He is musical. He has a band of his own. I forget what the band's called. It's Wide
Everybody
Something.
Everybody forgets what it's called.
Wide Something. All right, here we go. You only need one more point to get these tickets to see the Jonas Brothers at the G1C on Friday. Here we go. Last one. Oh, no, we actually have a couple more on here, but you only need one more point. They were all born in different states.
Oh, I don't know.
All of them born in different states? No. Some of them were born in the same state. But what did their dad do? Did he travel for work?
Did he? Was he military? He was
no.
He was an accordion salesman.
No, he wasn't.
Stop with the lies. I'm going to say yes because Gavin likes to trick us.
What would the trick be?
That they grew up on different places.
Not that they grew up. They're born.
Different places. Yeah.
Okay, you say... You say they were or
they
were
different places.
Okay,
yes.
I say they were not all born in different states.
Chris, what do you say? This is for the tickets.
Man. I'm gonna have to stick with Kevin. He's been my strong.
Oh my god, I'm nervous.
Fair.
So you're agreeing with Kevin that yes, all of the Jonas Brothers were born in different states?
Yep.
Oh!
Wow! Congratulations!
You made that one real nervous.
Well, Chris, you got your wife a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers.
Woohoo!
Cool. Now I have her anniversary present.
Get her something nice.
No, don't get her anything. This was enough. This was enough. For anybody curious, Nick was born in Texas. Joe was born in Arizona. Kevin was born in New Jersey. So there you go.
And he lives in New Jersey now, doesn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Maybe they'll show up tomorrow. Chris, congratulations. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Thanks a lot. You guys are great.
Thank you. You too, buddy.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, so the new iPhone is out, and there's a new iOS update as well. Katie already has the new iOS update, right?
Yep,
I got it last night. It is cute. Actually, it's one of those big ones where you're like, ooh, this almost feels like a new phone. But some people, lucky enough to have an actual new phone, and it's not Kevin, and he is mad. Kevin, what's going on? We care about your mental health, and we hate that Apple and Tim Apple are doing this to you.
The new iPhone looks so cool, but it's so expensive.
How much is it?
The new one that I want, the 17 Pro, which comes in Hermes orange. That's what I'm making it as. It's the first of its kind, but it reminds me of a classy brand, Hermes.
Okay.
It's almost $1,100.
Okay.
Oh, $1,100. Wow.
You're not like due for an upgrade or something?
I am.
Okay.
Not with my phone bill, but like... My phone upgrade?
Yeah.
Oh, my mom took that.
Oh.
She said, I don't need a new phone.
That's
currently have the iPhone 13 Pro Max.
13?
Yeah.
Kevin, that's four generations ago.
I know, bitch. I know.
I have to tell you something.
Yeah, you have the newest?
No, I don't. I don't have it, but my boyfriend D'Lo does.
And how is it?
It's incredible.
Oh, my God. I hate you.
It's like the coolest phone I've ever seen in my life.
I know the camera function on it is so good.
It is crazy good.
What makes it so good?
The colors when you take a picture are just like so vibrant.
More vibrant.
But it also does this thing where it like turns your pictures into 3D.
What?
Yeah.
And it's lighter too. And it's not like bulky like my 13 Pro right now. Should I open a credit card?
No.
Why not?
Definitely not.
Kevin.
We've talked about this.
If we break it down to a monthly payment of 24 months.
You never factor in interest. And we also know that you have got the mantra of this. Look how much money I have when you open a new credit card. Okay. That's not good.
Does your phone work?
It works kind of good.
Well, does it work?
It's kind of clunky.
Does it work?
It does the job.
Okay,
but
then.
It doesn't put me to a happy life like a phone should be. When someone asks me to take a picture,
yeah,
I usually say I could take it. But now I say, hey, who has the best iPhone?
I see.
How humiliating.
It makes me
you.
Feel so like.
You're embarrassed.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've... Like I still have a flip phone.
Uh-huh. iPhone insecurity.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
I insecurity.
All wow. Right.
And if I trade this phone in, they're only giving me $150. Like, well, that's nothing.
That's very old.
Like, I'd rather keep this and sell it online.
Kevin, that's like...
It's not that old. The 13 Pro Max?
In terms of iPhones, you,
yeah,
it's like... It's
you
like,
might as well just have a... Might as well have a Razer phone.
He said, it's like trying to trade... How much is it worth for this car with 250,000 miles on it? That's outrageous. $800.
Yeah.
Kevin, is that phone paid off?
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, okay. Why, you want to buy it?
Definitely not.
How much do you want to sell it for?
More than $150.
Is it worth more than $150?
Yeah, I touched it.
Oh, God.
I didn't even think about that.
So you're...
The Kevin factor.
The celebrity yes. factor?
Imagine what I've done with my phone.
I don't want that.
Oh,
that's
man.
Terrible.
Is it a Pro Max?
Yes.
All right. I just Googled how much it's worth. A used iPhone 14 Pro Max. Do I have that right?
Uh-huh.
Today's best resale price. This can't be right. $790?
Shut up.
With an average market value of $225.
I'll take that. $225?
Yeah, okay. They don't want to give it to you, though.
So listen, so you could probably find somebody to buy it for $200. Okay. But that still means you have to come up with $900 other dollars.
I could just pay $200 up front and then the rest,
The rest what?
You know.
No.
Pay it out proportionally. Like maybe a year or like 2 years.
Yo, you're talking about financing it through the phone company.
But then if I get the new iPhone, I need the new AirPod Pros.
I did get those.
For the what do you? Yes. Do they translate good?
Who am I gonna translate?
Let me speak Vietnamese.
Okay, I'll bring him in.
Oh my God, I'm so pissed. She has everything.
Don't. I have just
ringing
her phone.
I hate her.
Oh my God.
I hate you.
Okay. Wow. You knew he would react
Why?
Like that.
Why would you tell me? I was fine not knowing you had a new AirPod Pro.
All right.
We have a new iPhone.
No, it's the watch.
I'm so mad.
You got the new watch too?
Wow.
But I don't have the new phone.
What did you guys do? Walk into Apple and say,
two of those are better than one phone.
I don't have the new phone.
I hate you so much.
You just walk into Apple and be like, you know what? Bag everything.
Right. One of each, please.
One of each.
Babe, which one you want? The watch and the AirPods? I'll take the iPhone.
What's that? What's that behind the counter there? You know what? Doesn't even matter. We'll buy that one too.
I'm so mad.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Taylor Swift, man, she just can't stop controlling everything in our culture. At least it seems that way. The latest is she went on her boyfriend's podcast with his brother and started talking about bread. Now, I know what you're thinking. That sounds boring as hell. Well, reassess that opinion after you hear the clip.
Sourdough's taken over my life in a huge way. Yeah, we do. There's a blueberry lemon. There's cinnamon swirl, cinnamon raisin. Mm. And this one I've been workshopping for the girls because they love everything rainbow. Funfetti sourdough.
Oh my gosh. That's going to blow their mind.
No, it will. Because they love sprinkles. Like we put sprinkles in everything when we hang out.
So how does it feel to be wrong? That sounds riveting. I love my favorite part of that is hearing Jason Kelce or Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
They can't even hide how bored they are by the conversation.
Oh, really? I didn't think that they were.
You don't think? Hold on. Where's the part?
Just taking over my life.
Where's the clip?
Yeah, we do. There's a blueberry lemon. There's cinnamon swirl, cinnamon raisin, and
that part.
Okay.
Wow. How about that? How about that, Taylor?
Okay, but I kind of like that she's so normal. She's boring her brother-in-law. And he has to, like, pretend it's fine.
I mean, that is a very normal situation.
Yeah.
So, why is this hitting the not hitting the shelves? Why is this hitting the marketplace? Pillsbury is trying to get in front of this,
okay,
and they are going to start selling Funfetti sourdough on Wednesday. It's happening very soon.
Wow.
And that you can only buy it online, but this is probably, they haven't confirmed it, response to that interview, to that little segment that they just did. And they're selling Funfetti sourdough, which, I'm not going to lie, sounds disgusting.
What? It is.
Yeah.
You
that
think
is not the direction I thought you were going to go.
Funfetti sourdough?
That sounds disgusting.
This looks incredible. Oh my God, somebody even did it with cream cheese. They made Funfetti sourdough bagels. Have you seen it? It's a joy.
It's sourdough with sprinkles, basically.
Google image it.
It looks beautiful.
It looks like Taylor Swift.
But think about the taste. It's going to be all hard.
I imagine Taylor Swift smells. Just lovely. Do you see it?
Looking at the pictures, yes, I would. It does look like Taylor Swift.
Right. And it's so fun. And you know what? I'm sure it just tastes like sort of sweet sourdough. What would be wrong with that?
It just doesn't look. Here's the thing. Stop trying to make bread a fun circus.
Why?
Bread is fine. It's one of the oldest foods on the planet. We don't need to innovate bread anymore.
Okay.
And I can't believe I'm saying this.
I can't either.
Because I love
you
bread.
You just want to be stagnant.
I love
bread. You know what? We could have said the same thing about the telephone.
No,
it's good enough. We're talking to each other.
Right?
Okay. I mean, like on the phone.
Okay.
Like I could call your house phone. You could call my house phone. You could call my office phone. What if we'd said, you know, we're fine.
What? Now everybody has one in their pocket? You think that's been good for us?
Well,
okay, then I'm looking at these pictures and it looks like if mold was gay, that's what the bread looks like.
It does look like if sourdough went to a pride parade. That is true. But what's wrong with God? I don't know how to make bread. I certainly don't know how to make sourdough. It sounds like I have to I have to put days into it, which if I can't get it done in like 30, 40 minutes, I'm out. But boy, would this be fun to give people as gifts.
My mother occasionally will show up with rainbow bagels.
What is that?
Brightly colored rainbow bagels.
Colors?
Yes, because our kids look like it. It looks like Play-Doh. It looks like a big chunk of Play-Doh. And it just tastes like a normal bagel. And okay. I gotta tell you, I don't like it.
Oh, I'm seeing them. Those are fun. That's so fun.
But why does bread have to be fun?
I hate fun.
I don't hate fun.
Listen, there is enough darkness in the world, okay? If I can get some joy out of my effing bread, please don't stop me.
All right, you know what? Because of that and that alone, I'll give you this. I'll give you this.
And you know what? I want you to throw in rainbow bagels while you're at it.
I will.
Thank you.
I will. You're right. There's too much darkness in the world right now. We need some Funfetti.
Yeah. Imagine if everybody in this country took a Funfetti approach to life. There would be happiness. There would be joy. We wouldn't be screaming at each other.
That's right.
Okay.
Jimmy Kimmel would still have a job.
Jimmy Kimmel would still have a job.
All right. Fair enough. You win this one.
Thank you.
Taylor Swift.
Finally.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.